Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends,
welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevan Zwelder.
In Proverbs chapter 9, there are two invitations. One is from wisdom, and the other is from the foolish woman. And you're going to see, as we study this lesson today, that the wording of the invitations is identical. But that to which people are being invited is drastically different. We need to look at these two invitations very carefully so that we know exactly to what we are being invited. Now let's read the passage first and then we'll examine the invitations. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1. Wisdom hath builded her house, she hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beasts, she hath mingled her wine, she hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens, she crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, come eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself, but if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. A foolish woman is clamorous. She's simple and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither, and as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. So you can see that the wording of the invitations, or really the people that she's inviting, okay, are the same. Whoso is foolish, and him that wanteth understanding. But what they're being invited to do is drastically, drastically different. So first of all, let's look at wisdom's invitation, and then we're going to look at the foolish woman's invitation, and then we are going to make a few comments in conclusion of this message. All right? Wisdom's invitation. Wisdom says in Proverbs chapter 9, verses 4 and 5, whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him. So her audience are whoso is simple, and let him turn in hither. As for him which wanteth understanding, she saith to him. Okay, so there's her audience. There's her invitation list, if you will. What does she say? She says, come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine which I have mingled. So wisdom's invitation is to the simple. Wisdom's invitation is to those who want understanding. Well, now, what kind of people are those? Well, they're the kind of people like the fellow in Proverbs chapter 7, verse 7. In verse 6, at the window of my house, I looked through my casement. Verse 7, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding. All right, this guy gets, he meets up with a woman who's impudent, kisses him, flatters him, and then invites him to her with her fair speech and flattering, she forces him. Okay, that's a simpleton and a man without understanding. Wisdom has a banquet carefully prepared for the simple, for these that want understanding. In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 2, she hath killed her beasts, she hath mingled her wine, she hath also furnished her table. So the banquet is set. And she sends forth her maidens to invite them. Where do they go? They go upon the highest places of the city. At the banquet, wisdom teaches these simple ones to, first of all, forsake the foolish and live. Verse 6, Proverbs chapter 9, forsake the foolish and live. Why is that? Because the Bible says the companion of fools shall be destroyed. So, then what happens, we can see in this invitation, a man can extend the years of his life by keeping away from the foolish. You know what Psalm 55 verse 23 says, at least in part? Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. So basically, wisdom starts out and say, whoa, hang on, listen. You've got to make a choice, you simple one. You've got to make a choice, you that want understanding. If you're going to benefit from my banquet, you have to forsake the foolish. But I promise you life if you do it. Already there's a choice that has to be made, a decision has to be made. Peer pressure is what some call it. Now, I've got these fools that are friends of mine, and they're calling me a variety of names for even considering the invitation. She says, all right, well, you're going to have to put up with that, but you're going to have to forsake the foolish. And if you do, you'll live. Then wisdom also teaches the simple ones to go in the way of understanding. Look what he says. Verse 6, forsake the foolish and live. Watch it. And go in the way of understanding. Well, see, it's one thing to avoid the path of the foolish, because you'll just be in a dead standstill if that's all you do. There's definite instructions about it, but you've got to be doing something else. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 14 and 15 say this, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. You see that? So the Bible tells you, boy, when you're in the company of fools, when you're in the company of the wicked, get away. Don't enter their path. Don't go in their way. Avoid it. Don't even pass by it. Turn from it. Pass away. Go another direction. All right, so you've got to avoid the path of the foolish on the one hand, but then you must have a way in which to walk. So wisdom tells you, go in the way of understanding. Proverbs 9:6, forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding. Now, in this way of understanding, you only need enough light to walk in the right direction. You only need enough light to make the next right step. Psalm 119, verse 105 speaks of this. Psalm 119, verse 105, listen to what it says. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Okay, well, my feet are right here, attached to my body. They're right under me. And so I need a lamp that will light my feet, keep me from tripping, keep me from going in the wrong direction, keep me from stepping on something that could harm me. Okay, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So I need to see where I am, and then I just need to see right out in front of me where I am going. So in the way of understanding, you only need enough light to be heading in the right direction and to make the next right step. In other words, to set foot on the way of understanding and to assume that as soon as you do, you need to understand everything there is to know about that path. That's not the way it works. That's unreasonable. Wisdom simply says, just go in the way of understanding. Just go that way. And then what happens is once you begin to travel that path a bit, you're going to encounter some things. If you are a wise and just man, along that path, wise men will be able to rebuke you and give you instruction to help you along this way and to keep you on this path. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 9, in the second part of verse 8, and in verse 9, these things. Listen, rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. So if you get on the way of understanding, and you're a wise man, and if you are a man that desires understanding, then what's going to happen is you're a just man. You are going to be reproved. You're going to be rebuked, but you're going to take it. The Bible says the reproofs of instruction are the way of life. And as you take that, that keeps you in the way of understanding. But the Bible also teaches us that if you're a scorner or a wicked man, wisdom isn't going to waste her time with you. Why? Because these kinds of men shame, hit, and hate those who rebuke and reprove them. Look again in Proverbs chapter 9, verses 7 and 8. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame. Why? They say wicked, horrible things about you. He that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. They hate you so much they'll strike you. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. So these kinds of men shame, hit, and hate those who rebuke and reprove them. You know what will happen if you're a scorner? You will leave the way of understanding and walk out of wisdom's banquet. That's right. In other words, wisdom says, come to my banquet. I mean, I've got these beasts, I've got this mingled wine, I've got my table furnished, and you're like, whoa, that's pretty cool. I'm simple. I don't have any understanding. Let me go in there. So you step in there, but you haven't really forsaken the way of the foolish. You step in there and you're a scorner. And you begin to hear the kind of wisdom that's on this way of understanding. You say, I don't want this stuff. I don't want people telling me what to do. You're a scorner. You walk out. You see? But if you're a wise man, you'll stay. Now watch. As you walk along the way of understanding, you begin to fear the Lord. Really, when you were in the way of the foolish, you feared men. But now that you're in the way of understanding, you begin to fear the Lord, at which point you begin to get wisdom. Remember that when you started out on this path, when you came to the banquet, you were a simple one. And the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom in your life. That's when you begin to change from a simple one to a wise man. Also in the way of understanding, you're going to begin to know God. And the Bible says in Proverbs 9:10, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. In other words, you go from being a man who wanteth understanding, that's who was invited to the banquet, to becoming a man of understanding. Do you get the picture then? So here you are, you're up there in the high places. The maidens of wisdom come by and they say, hey, come to this banquet. And you're like, oh, I'll check this out. Well, he says, first thing, forsake the foolish and live. So you got to get away from the people that are calling you some kind of names for wanting to go. You go down to the banquet. You get on the way of understanding. And while you're on that way of understanding, you hear reproof, you hear rebuke, but you take it. And you begin to fear the Lord, which then brings wisdom to you, and you get to know God, which then causes understanding in your life. You went there simple and without understanding, and along this path you became a wise man of understanding. So you know what the result of attending wisdom's banquet is? Your days are multiplied and your years are increased. Look in Proverbs 9:11, for by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. I mean, you get so much more from the Lord out of the days and years of your life when you walk in wisdom and walk in understanding. And there's a very personal benefit to you in becoming wise. To become the wise man that attending wisdom's banquet and walking in the way of understanding will make you is the great benefit, because he says, if thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. In other words, it has a very personal benefit to you. But, be warned that if you are a scorner, you're going to bear it. You alone shall bear it. If thou be wise, verse 12 says, thou shalt be wise for thyself, but if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. In other words, while you're in there receiving the reproof and the rebuke, and now you're fearing the Lord and knowing God, you begin to have wisdom and understanding of yourself. Your days are multiplied, your years are increased, and then the Bible says, you know what? There's great satisfaction. You are wise for yourself. I mean, you sit back, put your feet up, and you think, you know what? This was a good move. Nobody else may appreciate what I've done, but I appreciate it because I now have this wisdom and understanding that I didn't have. But he says, you know what? If you get on that path and turn from all this because you're a scorner, then you alone are going to bear it. That costs you. Now, that's wisdom's invitation. We'll have a little more to say about this as we conclude the message, but let's go on now to the foolish woman's invitation and notice that her audience and appeal to her audience is exactly the same. In Proverbs 9:16, whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith him. So her audience, she is appealing to her invitation group. She's appealing to exactly the same people that wisdom is calling and inviting to the banquet. Now, notice something about this foolish woman's invitation. Notice, first of all, that she is simple and knows nothing. Look at Proverbs 9:13. A foolish woman is clamorous. So she's a lot of confused, noisy, loud, demanding, complaining speech, okay? You may have met somebody like that. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. Now, that ought to tell you something because, listen, she is making an appeal to simple people who don't know anything. And the question is, why would she be making an appeal to them? She doesn't know anything. She's simple. She has nothing to offer then by way of wisdom. Notice something else, and this is very important. Notice for the foolish woman that her seat is in the high places of the city. Look at this, a foolish woman is clamorous, she is simple and knoweth nothing. Verse 14, for she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city. Now that's very revealing. Because if you go back and look at wisdom's invitation, wisdom's house is somewhere else. It's not over there where they are. And wisdom sends forth her maidens to the high places of the city to make this appeal. That is, to drag these people away from where this foolish woman is, whereas this foolish woman is sitting in a seat in the high places of the city, just calling the passengers who go right on their ways. Do you see that? So she's just right there. Now notice in Proverbs 9:14, she's sitting at the door of her house and a seat in the place of the city. Then look in verse 15. To call passengers who go right on their ways. That is the same crowd to whom wisdom calls. Okay? Now what does she say? Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Do you see that enticing, flattering, you know, seductive, secretive type of invitation? Her invitation starts out the same way that wisdom's invitation does, but her pitch is much different. She entices the passengers with stolen waters and secret bread. Don't you want some of this? And to make things convenient for them, her house is right there. They don't have to go anywhere. They don't have to travel the distance to wisdom's house. They just turn in right there where they are. Now, the Lord doesn't make any comment about what goes on in her house. That's all she says. The only comment the Lord makes about attending her banquet is, he knoweth not the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. He doesn't tell you anything about what goes on inside of that house. He doesn't have to. He tells you that the dead are there and the guests are in the depths of hell. That is all you need to know to stay out of there. The fact that you're with the dead and you'll wind up in hell is all that matters. Should be enough to keep you out. But you know what? That people don't think about the dead there. They don't think about the winding up in hell. All they think about is their lusts and the stuff that's going on there. May I tell you something? If you go inside of the foolish woman's house, you will surely experience the pleasures of sin. But you're also going to experience venereal disease, divorce, bankruptcy, heartache, depression, cirrhosis, hepatitis, prison, dissipation, and all of the other consequences of sin you can imagine before you ever slip into your eternity in hell. That's the foolish woman's invitation. Stolen waters are sweet. Bread eaten in secret is pleasant. That's all she has to say. Wisdom, much more. You know, that's disingenuous because she's not telling you all the bad things are going to happen. Wisdom, right out in front of you. Tells you exactly what you're going to get. You are going to walk in the way of understanding. You are going to fear the Lord. You are going to get wisdom. You are going to know God. You're going to the knowledge of the Lord. You're going to get understanding. Your days are going to be multiplied. Your years are going to be increased. And you are going to be happy with the result. He tells you what you're going to get. So the simple conclusion to this whole matter is this. Whose invitation are you going to accept? Wisdom's or the foolish woman's? Do you know that the great majority of the people in the world accept the foolish woman's invitation and reject wisdom's invitation? That's a foolish thing, don't you know? Now let me mention something to you. When you think about this passage of Scripture, do you not see the appeal of a good Bible-believing church here? Do you not see that in a good Bible-believing church, the teachers, the pastor, the others that are preaching as well, have worked diligently to prepare a feast for you? And there are folks who go out of the church like the maidens to your area to invite you to come to this banquet. And they tell you, if you'll forsake the foolish, you'll live and go in the way of understanding, and you gain understanding. But you know what happens? You get in there, and there is a wise man, and he's reproving you through the preaching. There is a wise man, and he is rebuking you from the pulpit. And you scorn that and say, I'm not putting up with that, and walk out. If thou scornest, thou alone shall bear it. I've seen so many people over the years come to church, listen to the preaching, walk out unchanged, scorning. You know who does that the most? Young people that are taken to church by their parents. They are in wisdom's house listening to the reproof and rebuke of men who have prepared a feast, and in their hearts, though they are attending, staying awake, sitting there, minding their own business, quietly, acting like good little children, in their hearts, they are scorning the wisdom. And then they get to be teenagers. They get to be 18, 19 years old, maybe not even that old these days. And the parents reprove them and come away shamed. Reprove them and find that their children hate them. And they're shocked and they're like, what happened? You know what happened? They've been sitting into that banquet, despising the Word of God in church. And now that they're old enough, you find out that they're a scorner. And so you know what you do? You say, hey, I'm going to reprove my child. And it only gets worse. They say worse things about you. They do worse things behind your back. Some even strike their parents. Oh, I thank God for the young children who grow up in church who are not scorners, who just go in the way of understanding and forsake the foolish and live, and the wise preacher reproves them, and the wise teacher instructs them, and they walk in justice, and they get wiser, and they increase in learning, and they get the fear of the Lord, and that fear of the Lord is the beginning of their wisdom, and they have knowledge of the holy for themselves, and they get understanding, and now their days are multiplied, and their years are increased, and they are wise for themselves, not just to please mom and dad. Do you not see that in the passage? Oh, I tell you, parent, if you've got your children in church with you and you've got a scorner for a child who has not yet revealed the truth of his heart, they will break your heart when they turn 16, 17, 18 years old and turn to the foolish and walk out of the way of understanding. And all of your reproof and all of your rebuke and all of your efforts to get them are only going to cause them to hate you more. And you're shocked that your own children would do that to you. But they do. And the next thing you know, they have responded to the foolish woman's clamorous talking as she appeals to the simple and to them who still want understanding because they didn't really appreciate what was being given them. They go for the stolen waters and the bread eaten in secret and wind up in the congregation of the dead, and you're so concerned because you find them now on the way to hell and you wonder if they ever even got saved. Shocking, revealing. Let me tell you something. Child, if you're listening to me and you are a scorner, you repent of that. You trust the wisdom of a sound man of God and sound parents walking the wisdom of God and take wisdom's invitation and realize you are simple. You want understanding. And you learn from the reproofs of life, and you learn from the rebukes of the Word of God in good preaching, and walk in the way of understanding, and fear God, and get to know God, the Holy Himself, and you will gain wisdom, and you will gain understanding, and your days shall be multiplied, and your years shall be increased, and you'll be very satisfied with the wisdom you have. I'm telling you, it's a very revealing passage of Scripture. The foolish woman's invitation is not to be heeded. Her place may be very convenient. It may have all the right lights. It may have all the right kind of music. And it may have all the pretty people. But the dead are there. And her guests are in the depths of hell. No place for you to be. Be a wise young man. Be a wise young woman and dine at the banquet of wisdom and go in the way of understanding and walk in the reproofs of life and be wise for thyself and fear God and know God and come to wisdom and understanding. And may God help you when you do.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.